What is your access to your power? Power for life. Are you enervated, as if there were no bones in your body? Limp? Ragdoll? You see, government-mandated rest, family does that to you. Me. Everyone. Unless what you do and how you do it is energizing, it is enervating. Everyone's vibration that I looked at has dropped over this marathon holiday. Even mine. Humans were not designed to do nothing. Doing nothing is more tiring than work. And at the end of the day. Oh wait, it wasn't even time to go to sleep, I was so tired, so ready to check out. And there is yet another day of holiday. GRRR. The feedback I am getting from my tribe is that they haven't gotten the hang of causing. What they didn't really get is ownership. When back in 1987 I did the experiment of life as a conversation, I fell into causing easily. So I had some 20 minutes to contemplate what life as a conversation may mean to me. Among others, I found that who is the owner of a business is a conversation. It is on a piece of paper, and that is how you know. But ultimately it is a context inside which a person acts. And context is a conversation. So how about trying on being the owner? It is a lot like being the boss. That new context, being the owner, put some energy and a pep into my steps on my way to 18th Street and 5th Avenue, where my office was. When I went in, and immediately noticed who was there, what they were doing. As the boss, I paid them for their time, so what they did in the time I paid for, the owner mattered to me. I also noticed a piece of paper on the carpet, the dirty cups in the sink in the kitchen. I got to my drafting table, and buckled down to work. But I kept one eye on the employees, my employees, and piped up when I noticed them having long private phone conversations. My attitude was, "You are making me spend my money on that?" Now, looking back 30-some years later, it is clear that causing is a conversation. An inner conversation. A conversation where you and your life is at stake, your money, your livelihood, your everything. A conversation where you drive your life/bus, same thing. When you are a passenger, you can relax. But when you are the driver, lives depend on you. Many people on one hand want everyone to respect them, but they don't respect themselves. They live a life as if they didn't matter. They are in someone else's bus, just a passenger. The only thing that can alter that attitude is a context. Words. Becoming the boss. Instead of being a ragdoll. Clients say, "I haven't yet understood what causing is, haven't connected the word with my feelings or any personal experience." All feelings of this kind are results. The cause is words. Not action, but words. Context. You have a lame context, "This is a homework I have to do" context, your feelings of may or unexcited are naturally follow. The context is may and unexciting. What makes a context exciting? The process it talks about has to go someplace exciting. Or the process is not exciting. That's what I hate about being a caveman. Everything has to be carved in stone. In the example of the three stone cutters, the difference between them is the context inside which they do their work. The exact same work, by the way. The three levels of this capacity are illustrated with the three different stone cutters. The first, when asked what he is doing, says, "I am chipping away at this stone. I am a stone cutter." Then the second, when asked what he was doing, said, "I am cutting stones to earn enough money to support my family." The third looked deep within, and said, "I am cutting stones. These stones will be used on a cathedral. So ultimately I am building a cathedral." If you are not for you, who is for you? If you are only for yourself, who are you? And if not now, when? In the exercise I learned some 30 years ago, you attempt to light a fire in the heart of people. Some won't allow it. You'll know who you are when you are done with this exercise. For example, you are a client and you have to listen to audios you paid to get. But it feels like homework, and it feels like a drag. When done, you are supposed to report that you did it. Just thinking about it feels like death would be better. Your context is "I have to." And who the heck wants to do what they have to do? Not me, not you, not anyone. So it's time to remember that life is a conversation, and conversations can be created, changed, molded. You can always create a conversation that is more empowering than the one you are having. Another way to say the same thing, everything is decided by the context. And you can always create a different context. Context is words. And words is the world you live in. So let's see how it goes. You ask yourself, "What am I doing?" You say, "I am listening to audios I paid for." Question, what are you building with that? With listening to the audios? You say, I am building a checkmark on my to-do list. Question, what are you building with that? You say, I get it done so I don't have to worry about it later. Question, what are you building with that? You say, I won't get chewed out by Sophie. I want to continue being a client. Question, what are you building with that? You say, I want to be able to live a life of a producer. Question, what are you building with that? You say, I think I would enjoy my life more. I would have my own money. I would maybe respect myself too. Question, what are you building with that? You say, that's it. A life where I can respect myself. Now, some people go further, and some people get stuck lower. Depending how exciting, how desirable what you say you are building, your mood, your attitude will be a little bit or a lot better. You want to do this exercise every time you are doing something. Anything. Energizing your water, cooking your dinner, reading a book, watching Netflix, going to bed, or getting up. You want to master life as a conversation and the creation of context. You won't? I cannot help you. No one can help you. I can turn on any capacity for you and it will turn off. So start practicing, start getting good. But it all starts with being the boss. You. Declaring. Yourself. The. Boss. You won't do it? Too bad for you. You forget that it's not doing, but your context decides your quality of life, moment to moment. Being a ragdoll is a context. Your default context. Life, for humans, happens in a context. Always. No exception. As it happens, I teach context in the context course. You can get the recordings and follow along. The course is still going. Or alternatively, you can learn the funky methods of changing the context in the sorting method. Or if you are really feeble, weak, enervated, maybe you can find out if there is something in your health that you should start paying attention to. Really. Health issues lower your vibration. I ate some bad chicken the other day. It lowered my vibration by 90 points. That's a lot. You can start with getting your checkup. I call your health measurements, or if you suspect that it is what you eat that is making you weak, you can get an idea food list that will help you regain your energy and stop leaking it. For the first week of January, you can use a 30% off coupon. 2022 new. In the shopping cart, you can add your food list, your supplement list, even consultation. Get your health handled. Go to https://yourvibe.me/healthmeasures. Don't forget to use the coupon.